Most business today is being done online, and it's important for business owners to realize that they need more than a website in order to create a successful online presence. Whether you own a brick-and-mortar store or a web-based business, making sense of website building, e-commerce, and online marketing is fast becoming a priority for small business owners. Justin Kitch is founder and CEO of Homestead Technologies, Inc. His company provides everything that your business needs to succeed online. And he joins us now. Justin, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Justin, what issues or hurdles do small businesses usually face when they decide to take that leap of faith and get a website going?
Well, I think you touched on it already. It's just very intimidating. There's a lot of options out there. You got somebody trying to sell you a website for $10,000, and you've got an ad in the newspaper offering to do it for you for $5 a month. And trying to understand where to turn and who's the expert and what you actually need to drive your business can be very challenging. So just understanding where to start and what's actually going to make your business successful online is probably the biggest challenge that our customers face.
Well, let's spin an old quote here. What if you put up a website and nobody sees? Why is enhancing online visibility important, and how do you go about it?
Well, that'd be like asking what happens if you put an ad in Yellow Pages that nobody gets delivered to their house. Of course, one of the biggest objectives of a website is to have visibility and to create a presence. And I think that what people don't understand often when they create a website for their business is that this is not like printing a business card or a brochure that you do once and you put it out there and then you try to send it to everybody. This is a much more complicated and exciting medium than that, because what you can do is you can create a site that changes and is dynamic. And of course, a website's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People can find you in a lot of different ways. And so what you need to do is think both about what the content of your site is, what it says to your customers, how it speaks directly to them and solves their problems, and then also how you're going to get that site out there to all the different channels that exist, whether that's a search engine, someone who's searching for you for the first time, but also putting it in, if you're a store or you have a business card, making sure that that web address is present everywhere that you are. A Yellow Pages ad, an ad in the newspaper, all should contain your web address. And then all of your customers, existing customers, potential customers, are using your website as a hub for all the information about your business.
Now, it seems to me the word has gotten out and the web is a fact of life. There are still those who don't realize the opportunities they're missing by not being online. What do you tell those people?
I tell those people that today about 30% of business inquiries are made online, so you're currently missing about 30% of the potential customer relationships, and we're projecting that in the next 10 years, more like 75% of all initial inquiries will happen online. I tell them to go ask some of their customers or friends or family members to, when's the last time they used the Yellow Pages to find a business? And you'll find that everybody under the age of about 30 doesn't even know where the Yellow Pages is in their house. They're using the internet already to find businesses in their area or to do research on products and even to, of course, buy products and services. And it's only a matter of time before those 30-somethings are 40 and 50 years old, and then it's going to represent a very, very significant percentage of all consumers out there. And if you're not on the web and you're not present, it's like having your head in the sand when people are choosing teams. You know, you're not going to be there, and they're going to go with one of your competitors.
Well, 30% is a pretty convincing number, and 70% is even more so. Justin, thanks for joining us here on Sky Radio.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Justin Kitch is founder and CEO of Homestead Technologies, Inc. We reached him in their headquarters in Menlo Park, California.